Residents in the Philadelphia neighborhood of Germantown are trying to make sense of yet another police shooting, the seventh time police have shot a suspect in the city just this week. Four of those shootings have been fatal. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey has ordered a review by the U.S. Department of Justice. New York City and Las Vegas have also conducted similar reviews of police practices in recent memory. But what's been going on in Philly this week? Tom McDonald has been covering this for WHYY in Philadelphia. And Tom, tell us about this latest shooting. What happened?
Well, the latest shooting happened in Philadelphia. It's commonplace. It's just basically police roll up on a scene, they get shot at, they shoot back. It's a story that unfortunately shows itself day after day after day in Philadelphia.
And apparently over some time as well, because I understand that the Philadelphia Inquirer found that last year the number of people shot by police officers rose dramatically, even though the number of violent crimes in the city actually fell.
That's correct. City police gunfire killed or wounded 52 people in 2012. That was up from 35 in 2011.
Tom, is there any sense from the neighborhood or from sources that you've talked to about why this is going on?
Well, it's a problem that unfortunately has been very pervasive in the city of Philadelphia. The accessibility to get guns. Until earlier this year, something called the Florida loophole allowed people to get a license to carry a gun in Florida, and it was accepted as a carry license in Philadelphia. That loophole has been closed, but there was a lot of guns that were purchased, and people were carrying them in Philadelphia. There's also a lot of straw purchases, where people who can buy a gun go out and buy that gun, and then either give it to or sell it to somebody else who is not eligible to have a gun. And, of course, when somebody is not eligible to have a gun, they use it for things that are not legal.
So that's on the side of individuals in neighborhoods carrying guns. But is there any conversation going on about, training that police receive? Because they're pulling the trigger as well. I mean, we're talking about police shootings.
Right. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey is somebody who is very on top of this situation. He wants to make sure that when police are firing, they're being fired upon or are in serious jeopardy. He's somebody that wants to make sure that everything is done right, and if there's a problem, he wants an outside look to make sure that his people are doing their job.
Okay. So what does that tell us about, or this story as a whole, about the relationship between residents and law enforcement in the neighborhood where this latest shooting happened, or in the neighborhoods in general where these police shootings are taking place?
Well, the city of Philadelphia has been moving towards community policing. They're taking their new officers and putting them on foot patrols. It's all part of a move to get more police involvement in the neighborhood activities and not just have them driving around in cars responding to issues.
Now, as you mentioned, this is obviously not just a problem or an issue in Philadelphia. A lot of American cities have been dealing with this. For example, the Justice Department also did a review in Las Vegas after a similar spate of police shootings. Do you know what some of the recommendations were that came out of that review and if any of them could apply to Philadelphia?
Well, at this point, they're still trying to work out exactly what happened in Las Vegas. And if it can translate into Philadelphia, that's why Commissioner Ramsey wants to be part of this. He wants to use the knowledge base from other cities like Las Vegas, like New York, where they did a study that looked at how New York City police are trained in the use of guns and how the department reviews incidents of police gunfire.
So, Tom, we're headed into the summer season now. And last summer, federal agencies and Philadelphia police essentially went into some of the more difficult high-crime neighborhoods in the city and cracked down there. And police say that violence in those districts dropped. But I'm also seeing reports that budget cuts may make a similar sort of surge difficult. So what does law enforcement expect in terms of what might happen in neighborhoods, this summer?
Well, the problem is the city of Philadelphia, like other major cities, is having a difficult budget year. But the commissioner is trying to do the best with what he has to work with, shifting some people around within their union contracts, putting more supervisors out on the streets, anything that he can do to make sure that this gun violence doesn't continue.
Tom McDonald is reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia, talking to us about the latest in a spate of police shootings there. Tom, thanks so much.